is Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Healing for Life. Back in 2017, Intermountain Healthcare made a system goal to reduce the number of opioid tablets prescribed for acute pain in an effort to help address the growing opioid crisis and provide patients with other options. The cardiovascular clinical program at Intermountain was quickly able to meet their goal and has been able to maintain lower numbers ever since, all while still ensuring patients' pain was properly managed. To accomplish this, they looked at the data of post-surgical prescribing and found that doctors and other clinicians were able to reduce the amount of each prescription to less than 30 pills. They found that caregivers were able to make immediate changes, but they also made sure that they involved patients in discussions about the prescriptions and managing their pain. Caregivers have been able to educate patients about how many pills they were getting and could remind the patients that they would be back in a week to discuss their ongoing recovery needs. Ben Christensen, a physician assistant at Intermountain Medical Center in Murray, found these conversations very helpful about opioids during the patient's discharge process. You'd be pretty surprised how many patients don't even want narcotic or opioid pain medication in the first place, he said. In 2018, the Intermountain Healthcare System was able to reduce opioid prescriptions by 30%, which equates to over 3.8 million tablets. And this year, Intermountain has already seen an additional 18% reduction in the number of opioid tablets prescribed for acute pain. I'm Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Healthcare, and this has been Healing for Life on KSL News Radio.